That helps, obviously, hearing some of the cheers versus going through some of the practices without all that.
I don't know. I mean, when we're in there, we're so focused. I mean, you're tuning everything out. You're focusing on your job on that particular play. But it's definitely nice to see a great turnout by the fans. I mean, being my first year here, you can tell this is a very fan-favorite team, and they get a lot of support from the fans.
Brady, you were highly touted coming out of college. Do you remember that many cheers for you like Tebow's getting?
Yeah, it was a lot of this. I mean, I was fortunate to play for our hometown team, so it's pretty similar. It's a lot of fun. It's something that hopefully he'll be able to take in and enjoy.
You played in this offense before. How much confidence does that give you now coming in, not kind of being familiar with this type of play?
A ton of confidence, and again, it's something that I've felt had some success with, and something that I really feel like gives a lot of control to the quarterback when you have the opportunity to be in here. So I'm excited about the offense, the players we have, and the coaches that are coaching.
Does it help you to kind of fly under the radar a little bit, Tebow getting kind of cheers, Orton getting some of the?
Yeah, no, that's fine with me. I'm just going to keep coming to work every day and doing my best.
You've been through a couple of these. What do you try to accomplish in the first couple of days of training?
It's perfection. Everything you're doing out there, you want to make sure you're doing perfect every single time. Whatever your job is, doing it to the best of your ability, and making sure you're helping your teammates around you too.
Did it ever get this loud in Cleveland at training camp?
Oh, yeah. We got some rowdy fans. I think they served alcohol there, too. So we got pretty rowdy.